Former baller Sam Hurd sentenced to 15 years yesterday in federal court. He cried and apologized. His family and friends filled the courtroom. Federal guidelines actually call for up to life. He could have got as many as 30 years, but with good behavior, he'll be home in 12 years and 9 months.
Wow.
DB Dwayne Bowe will play against the Broncos this weekend following that arrest. Peyton Manning expected to play this weekend against the Chiefs with that high ankle sprain. Didn't practice yesterday, did he? He did take part through the walkthrough, so he knows what's going on. Chad Johnson attended a memorial football game on Tuesday night, according to NBC Miami. It was being held in honor of a South Florida student who drowned over the weekend. Florida State QB Jameson Winston. Yeah, Heisman candidate. You know him.
Jameis.
What'd I say? Jameson. Yeah, think about Antoine
like
Jameson.
Said yesterday.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about David Bowie. You know, when you do this for a while, you know everybody. That's just the way it works. But Jameis Winston, get this.
Right.
His name is part of a sexual assault investigation, right? This stems from a situation that went down last December, but his lawyer said, yo, we thought this was closed back in February.
Right.
But he hasn't been questioned by police yet, so we don't know his involvement yet. High school basketball coach Lorraine Cook fired after posting a picture on Facebook of her fiancé grabbing her covered breasts. Her fiancé, a high school football coach at the same school, only reprimanded.
Wow. Fired the lady, but they kept
kept him. And she could lose her teaching job because school officials are now calling for her teaching certificate to be reviewed.
How is that fair?
That's way over the top.
Yeah. It was covered, and the picture was only up 24 hours. ESPN is reporting that Pop Warner has seen a decline in participation, down 9% since 2010. Hopefully I have a chance to tell y'all what's going on with A-Rod and Manny Pacquiao, but right now we got to get to Mike Tyson's book, The Undisputed Truth. Inside, Mike Tyson claims he was high in several major fights using the Wizardator to pass the drug test. You know, the fake gadget loaded with someone else's urine.
How would we know about that?
Yeah, well, we talked about it before. A football player was using the same thing.
Wow.
And he said when he was popped that one time and fined $200,000 for smoking weed, it was because he couldn't get to the wizard in time. His teammate had it. He couldn't get his team in order to apply it. Now, get this. Mike Tyson also talked about a time at Eddie Murphy's house. He said he was at Eddie Murphy's house when Eddie Murphy and Charlie Murphy were talking about losing a basketball game to Prince and his boys. And they said Prince was wearing high heel shoes during the game.
Damn, Prince, let me find out.
I guess so.
When is that book coming out?
It's out. It's out. Came out Tuesday.
But remember, they did that on, what's his name, Dave Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
Now, he said during another incident at Eddie Murphy's house, Rick James refused to take his feet off the furniture. So Charlie Murphy went over to make him take it off and said Rick James punched Charlie so hard in his forehead he left an RJ.
But we saw that. That was on the show. That was he showed him on the white.
So it's all in Mike Tyson's book, so it must be true.
The sofa was white. He wanted his feet off.
Now, Manny Pacquiao, you know, he's set to fight Brandon Rios. That's coming up on the 24th of this month. His trainer is saying if he loses this time, he will consider retiring. And the Daily News is reporting that a South Beach guest at a hotel saw A-Rod and a chick getting it in by the elevators, and they decide to take that into the ladies' room for 20 minutes. A-Rod.